News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Extensive preparations are underway by opposition parties who are gearing up for a November general election rather than one in 2025. Selection conventions for candidates across parties are taking place all around the country at speed, and all eyes turning to a likely general election sometime in the autumn. I'm joined on the line by Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times. Pat, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, you know, they have to have a general election sometime in the next 6 months or so. Simon Harris setting his face against an autumn election and saying it'll be in 2025. Do you believe him?
Well, never mind what I believe, Pat. I suppose what we're reporting this morning is that I'm afraid it'll shock you to hear that his opponents don't believe him. And they're all preparing for an election which they expect will take place in November. And once the budget is out of the way, and actually that is the assumption of very many government politicians as well. And to answer your original question, I do think the election is more likely to come in November than it is in next February or March, because I think that is overwhelmingly in the political interests of the government to do so. And
so what is that political calculation?
So, look, there's a number of things feeding into it. And we should say that, you know, it's not entirely unusual for a government to stick to the mantra that it will go to the end of its term. I suppose that does two things. It avoids, you know, tipping off their opponents as to a definite electoral date, but it also gives them the option, should some political controversy arise in September or October, to actually go until next February or March. In the absence of that, though, I think there's a number of factors that are feeding into the calculation that an early election is in the government's interests. First is that if you look at the experience of Fine Gael in the last couple of February elections, it has been an unhappy one. People tend to be a bit grumpier at that time of year. They're looking at post-Christmas bills. The nights are dark, the days are short, tends to be overcrowding in accident and emergency units in hospitals. In January is the pinchiest of all the pinch points over the course of the year. And I think that's the principal thing that is pushing them. The other thing, I suppose, is the fact that they have a budget to deliver in at the 1st of October. That will be, again, a giveaway budget. And I suppose what they want is the memory of that to buoy voters in their sentiment towards them. And the final thing, Pat, I think, is the fact that Sinn Féin, their chief opponents, had a very difficult local and European elections, and the government doesn't want to give them, wants to give them as little time as possible to recover from that.
All right. Now, in terms of the budget goodies, those goodies tend not to be delivered the day after the budget. I mean, the baddies are, the fags go up, maybe fuel goes up, whatever, the day after the budget measures are passed. But the goodies don't accrue until the next year.
That is true for things like, you know, enduring social welfare increases, tax cuts, and so forth. But what we've seen in the last two budgets is a range of once-off. Well, I mean, they call them one-off giveaways. In fact, this will be the third budget that they'll use one-off giveaways. So I'm not sure if it isn't an abuse of language to call them one-off giveaways anymore. But nonetheless, I suppose the distinction is that they are non-recurring expenditure increases. So if you increase social welfare rates, then, you know, that is, they are increased permanently into the future. But if you give things like energy credits or whatever, they are once-off benefits. They don't necessarily happen again next year, or at least the government isn't bound to repeat them next year. And I think what you'll see happen, as you did to a certain extent in the last 2 years, is that some of those one-off benefits, whatever there was energy credits last year, there was double payments of social welfare. I think you'll see them happen sooner rather than later, as in the government will not wait until next year to implement those.
Now, the question of what they'll be campaigning on, I mean, Sinn Féin, we know their plank generally is saying the government is rubbish at doing pretty much everything governments are supposed to do. The government will be campaigning on things that it has done, like, you know, school books and all the rest of it. But Eton Bread is very soon forgotten, it has to be said. So they'll have to have something new. And the charge issued against Kamala Harris in going for the presidency when she's talking about day one of the Harris campaign. Well, basically, you've had 1,000 days to get things done. So what are you talking about now? That's the charge that Trump makes against her. And equally, the opposition will make those charges against the outgoing government. You're promising all this stuff. Why didn't you do it when you had the chance?
Yeah, I mean, elections tend to be more about the future than about the past. Now, of course, a government can be destroyed in the course of an election campaign by its record. You think back to some of the previous governments that had difficult election or re-election campaigns. And it is true that a government has the disadvantage of that it can be hampered by its record, that its credibility can be damaged by its record. But that's a double-edged sword in a way, because government also has what oppositions don't have, and that is the power of action. Oppositions can just talk, governments can do things. And so I suppose that's what they'll be trying to do in the budget, is to use the budget to demonstrate to people that, you know, on balance, even though the government won't claim to have got everything right, and I suppose housing will be a central issue throughout the campaign, they will say that, you know, they are making progress. All governments run essentially on a version of the old Bertie Ahern slogan from 2002, which was a lot done, more to do. So I think you'll have some version of that that the government will run. It will say it's going to do more in the future. It has done some good things in the past, whereas the opposition, Sinn Féin particularly, will run on the promise of change, some version of that sort of slogan, which proved so effective for Sinn Féin the last time.
Now, we will be talking about the United States in a few minutes' time, but the Harris bounce, which they're talking about in terms of Kamala Harris, and we did talk about it in terms of Simon Harris. I don't think Drew Harris got much of a bounce. But the Simon Harris,
Ralph Harris.
The Simon Harris effect, is it still going to be a real positive for Fine Gael going forward?
Well, I mean, look, I guess there'll be a whole slew of opinion polls in September that will enable us to get a handle on that. What we can say, I suppose, is that there has been a Simon Harris effect in the period before the summer. And I think that's manifested itself in two ways. First of all, there's been a bit of a lift in the opinion polls, and we saw that made concrete in the local and European election results. But the other thing I think the other difference it has made, is to just the morale of Fine Gael and Fine Gael's sense of itself. I mean, Fine Gael approaches this general election, whatever turns out to be the case, certainly at this point in time, Fine Gael is approaching the general election with a confidence that would have been kind of unimaginable at the beginning of this year, when there was a sort of an air of gloom and a lack of confidence about the party. That has changed. Now, that may not prove to be decisive, but it certainly matters at this stage in the way that Fine Gael is approaching the election. And, you know, if we were having this conversation 6 months ago, we would have said, I think, or certainly a year ago, we would have said that, you know, that Sinn Féin's participation in the next government was very likely, you know, never certain, but very likely. At this point, you know, following whatever it is, a few months of Simon Harris, 4 months of Simon Harris in the job, and the local and European election results, you would say that at this point things will change during a campaign. But at this point, the most, you know, the more likely outcome of a general election is a return of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in some shape or form.
Now, the old faces who will be disappearing from the political scene, you know, some of them been around a long time: Charlie Flanagan, Michael Ring, Simon Coveney, Leo Varadkar, all will be no more. We'll have a whole plethora of new faces. I mean, how is that going to impact on the election generally and the return of so many seats to each party?
It is definitely an electoral handicap to Fine Gael. There's no doubt about that. It's,
you know, the last time we, with Sinn Féin, we had people that no one had ever heard of who got in. One candidate, if you remember, was on holiday during the election and still got elected because they were going for brand Sinn Féin.
Yeah, and that's what sometimes happens in a general election campaign, that there is a wave of support that rolls towards one party. I suppose last time it definitely rolled towards towards Sinn Féin, but bear in mind that the Greens had a very good election last time as well, winning 12 seats, by far their best best result in a general election ever. But on the point of incumbents, that's a disadvantage to Fine Gael, because we know that incumbency is a significant political advantage. It doesn't guarantee you anything, of course, and there are bigger forces at work as well. But at the margins, it is a definite disadvantage to Fine Gael. And I suppose the concern for Simon Harris is that it's happening at such a scale in Fine Gael. I'm not sure what the current count is. I think maybe it's 15 or 16 Fine Gael TDs who are not running, who ran the last time and were elected the last time, are not running again. And that's almost half their parliamentary party. So that is definitely something that Fine Gael have to contend with.
Well, it'll be interesting one way or the other whenever it happens. But Jill, who's a postie, says an election at the height of Santa season in November, on post employees are on their knees as it is at this time of year. So making them deliver those rubbish flyers on top of everything else will make life miserable. So there you are. Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times. Thank you very much.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.